Hey there, my name is Mei Ling. I'm a certified life coach, trauma-trained practitioner, and trader, and welcome to my podcast, Finding Freedom in the Hologram. Hello, friends. Welcome to this episode 5 of season 7. And again, we are reverting back to the rule of three. Remember, three principles that we can use in trading and really in life. So today I'm going to talk about the three things that your brain wants. And these are three things that your brain is wired to want, right? In terms of our species, Homo sapiens sapiens, which means we are really wise, which I find kind of ironic because you're not all that wise sometimes, right? And the three things that your brain wants are, number one, stability, number two, certainty, and number three, predictability. So in terms of stability, so I have touched on upon this before. In terms of biology, we want stability in terms of autoregulation. So our breathing, sometimes our breathing is very hurried and increased and you're breathing very shallow and fast, and then it wants to go back down to normal, and so that it's slow, measured breathing. Same thing with our heart rate. Sometimes when we feel scared or we feel nervous or overly excited, right? Or we're overly aroused, our heartbeat seems to be like beating out of our chest. And then after that, or sometimes when you're cooling down after exercise or you're trying to catch your breath after running after a bus or a train, you start slowing your heart rate back down. And similarly with body temperature. So human bodies thrive best in a range. So if you're ill and you come down with a fever, right? Your parents, remember when you're a kid, they get worried, and we are not meant to go above a certain range of temperature. So we want to be stable within a range, and that is what our body loves. That is what our brain seeks. Because every time something is just out of the ordinary and it's there for an elevated, extended period of time, your body goes, uh-oh, something is wrong here, right? It's like imagining if you were in an apartment or in a workplace and all of a sudden there's smoke and then a fire alarm goes off. It's like that is something out of the ordinary. Number two, certainty. So let's say if you are a hunter and you go, okay, if I decide to expend my energy to go running and chasing after this deer, can I capture and kill it and bring it back so that my family and my children will be fed? You want certainty because the very act of deciding to go out and chasing, going for the run, right, expends your energy. So if you are using that energy, you want a return on your investment. You want the certainty that, yes, by doing so, you have a chance. You have some likelihood, right, the probability of you actually capturing the deer so that you have food for you and your family. That is very important. Your brain wants certainty. Number three, predictability. So every spring, for example, you know that on this route, these areas right here, there'll be flowers and then there's fruits or berries. This area is full of them and I know that I can always come here reliably to pick fruit, right? To harvest these things. And for example, it's not just us, right, that wants predictability. Grizzly bears, for example. They go at a certain time of the year because they know the salmon are swimming upstream and they're just waiting there at the mouth of the river, right? And you've seen them on documentaries, just waiting there leisurely, barely moving, and then like the salmon literally like jump up and swim up as if right into the grizzly mouth sometimes, right? And you see them capture it. So they want that predictability. It's like, I can find food. I be able to feed myself so that I have enough fat so that if when I hibernate, I'll be fine, right? So this is the kind of predictability that our brains want. Now, when you sit back and you think about this, compared to now, where we are in the modern world, and to a stock trader, where we are in the stock markets, think about this. The stock markets are not that stable. They are not that certain. And they're not predictable either in terms of when you are entering a trade, right? Precisely on that day. Nothing is 100%. You can't get 100% stability, 100% certainty, nor 100% predictability in terms of your trades. Do you know for sure how many ticks or pips that a trade will go up or down? Do you know for sure how many cents it will go up and down in terms of your options contracts? Do you know for sure how much percentage gain you're going to get if you enter this trade? We are not really sure. Things can always turn around at any time, right? In terms of your calls and your puts. And what happens when a stock reacts to earnings? You're not that sure either. So, number one, I want you to accept and acknowledge the fact that you are not psychic. You are not psychic, nor are you a fortune teller, right? So you are humble and the stock markets will humble you. And number two, think about this. The process of trying to get it right is more important than being right. Let me repeat that. The process of getting it right is more important than being right. And what do I mean by this? You know, sometimes you enter a trade and you go, yes, I have this feeling, you know? And then you're like, yes, I'm going to be right. And then later on, it turns around on you. It goes the opposite direction. And when you lose, you're like, oh, I cannot believe this. It shouldn't have turned around. I was so sure about this. Oh, I'm going to jump back in because I want to make my money back. And that, my friends, results in revenge trading. When you feel like you have been, like there was some injustice, you know? You go like, oh, that's not fair. I was so sure. And the indignance of it. And you just feel like, wow, I cannot believe I was wrong. And for that, it hurts our egos. It truly hurts our egos, right? Because we felt that we were so sure. But again, you are not psychic, nor are you a fortune teller. So instead of thinking about what you assume will happen, I want you to look at the charts and the price action of actually what is happening. And all of this, as I mentioned in my earlier episodes, trading is all about a game of probabilities, right? It's a percentage of the probability. Is there a likelihood? What is the percentage likelihood that it will go my way if I enter this trade now? And really, if all the indicators are a go and you've time and time again, or you've backtested and you've seen that, yes, this tends to happen, and you're pretty confident, you know your position size, you know how to move in, you know when to get out, then yes, take the trade, right? And you have a stop loss. So you go, oh, for each trade, for this trade that I'm entering, I know exactly when I will get out if it goes in the opposite direction. So you're calm because you have a fallback plan. You have a plan of when everything is a go, all your indicators, all the green lights basically say go to take the trade. And you also have a plan where you go, oh, this is not what I expected. I'm starting to lose money. This is what I'm going to do when this happens and I'm exiting the trade, right? So you all have these different types of plans, a plan to get in, a plan to get out, contingency plans, etc. Now, another thing I do want to emphasize is that when you look at your performance in trading, performance, your measure of performance is not about the P&L. Your measure of performance is not about the profit and loss or the gain or loss that you have that day. Your measure of performance is your ability to execute according to your trading plan, right? The consistency. Are you following your own rules that you made up yourself? Are you following your trading plan? This you can control. Because as I said, in the stock markets, you can't control your stock markets. It is beyond your control, right? You cannot expect the stability, the certainty, the predictability that your brain wants. But what can you control? What you can control is yourself, your execution, right? It's like when these conditions are met, then I enter. If these conditions are not met, then I don't enter. Because guess what? Cash is also a position. Cash and staying within your cash, so not using your cash to trade is also a position because it means that your likelihood of losing is zero. Because you have chosen not to trade that day because there's instability, there's earnings, there's, you know, Jerome Powell is going to speak, etc., etc. These factors are beyond your control. And what is within your control? You can choose. You can choose whether you want to enter a trade or not. Okay, so it's your execution. The performance of your trading is how you execute according to plan. So if you don't follow your own rules, you're not following your trading plan. You're not stopping trading after two losses, for example, right? Then you need to reevaluate. It's like, why am I not following my plan? Maybe I need to tweak my plan, right? Maybe I have a greater risk appetite. Maybe I am able to withstand more losses, you know? So start to tweak your plan so that you follow it. Because when you say you'll do something and you set out a trading plan, and when push comes to shove, right, when it comes to action go time and you don't follow through your actions, you know what is 10 times worse than you actually having a loss? Your brain realizing that you are not a person of your word. You have zero integrity. That feeling is 10 times, perhaps even 20 times, 30 times even worse for you than the fact that you had a loss. Because guess what? Money, you can lose money, you can win money, you spend money, you gain money, right? Money circulates. Money flows in and out. You can always make more money. However, the person you are, the integrity, a person of your word, the consistency, the discipline, that person, can you actually gain back your self-confidence once it's been eroded? It's not as easy. Right? Gaining back your self-confidence once it's been eroded is way more difficult than earning money in the stock market. So you need to think, what is more valuable to you? So when you are learning a new strategy, trying to find your edge, trying to find everything so that it clicks together, right? You're still gathering information, you're still backtesting, you're still trying it out. You want to make sure that it's your execution of your trading strategy, of your journaling, of your documentation, if you're sticking to your trading plan, all of these things are the ones that you are measuring your performance against, not the P&L, right? So in the beginning, your success is measured differently. And I do have an episode on this called Redefining Success According to Your Terms, and it differs from stage to stage, okay? So what you are able to control is this. You can stabilize your emotions. You know what's the worst case scenario when you enter a trade. So are you mentally and emotionally prepared for that? You can brace yourself for that impact, right? You can actually stabilize the emotions, and so that when it actually comes time and that worst case scenario happens, you are immune, sort of, or it has less impact. It's less biting to you, okay? And also, you can create certainty in your actions or your inactions in your execution. You can set out certain criteria for yourself. As I mentioned, what kind of situation is your A-plus setup? So let's say you have if-then criteria. So if this happens, if these five indicators are all a go, then I'm going to enter this trade, right? Or if this happens when it turns around at this point, you know, at this level of support and resistance, or it breaks through a level, then I'm going to exit. So you can create your own criteria, your own rules, right? And you can create certainty for yourself. If this happens, I'm going to do that. If that happens, I'm going to do that instead. So you can create that certainty. And then predictability in your reactions. So let's say it's, okay, if I have two consecutive losses in a row, I'm going to stop trading for that day. It's enough, right? I'm no longer going to stand my laptop. I'm just going to let it register in my body. The fact that I've lost, right? Journal it down, document the process, document like what did I think beforehand during pre-market, what I thought was going to happen, what actually happened, what I thought I was going to do in terms of executing my trading plan versus what actually happened, what I actually did, and why I lost. And the end of that, then that's it. You finish documentation, you shut down your computer, and you walk away, you take a walk, right? You play with your dog, you play with your kids. You need to press that reset button, basically, and then tomorrow is the next trading day. Just like surfers, you know, when they're in the ocean. If they miss that wave, they go, there's always the next wave coming. This is an analogy that I use with my clients and they find it very useful. There's always the next wave, right? You don't have to try and swim after that wave, prepare for it, stand up, and then only to fall off the board very quickly, okay? You want to wait for that wave where you are mentally prepared, physically prepared, and then you know when you expend that energy, you use that capital to enter the trade, you know that it's going to be a wave that you can ride to shore, right? You're going to enjoy riding that wave. And that's what we are doing as retail traders. we are riding the wave of the big institutions, right? We are not creating the movement. We are not creating the wave, right? We are not the moon. We are not the person that's like the structure that's creating the wave in the first place, right? With the gravity. We are the persons just like hitching a ride, you know? We are surfing the wave. So just think about that. What you can control versus what you can't control. The stock markets, there's no way, right? You are not creating the stability, you're not creating the certainty, you're not creating predictability of the stock market moves, but you can create stability in your emotions, certainty in your actions based on the situation, and predictability, right? And when you measure your performance in how you are able to create predictability, certainty, stability for yourself, not only are you aligned with your actions and you become a person of integrity, a person who sticks to their word, your brain loves it too. So your brain will love you for that. And that is when both your heart and your soul, your body and your mind, everything is aligned and it's totally coherent. And then you'll see yourself making progress. All right, my friends, hopefully this has been a helpful episode for you. And I'll see you guys next week. Bye.